This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We're about to listen to the Dr. Dahlia Show. Sassy, stimulating medical talk radio. Any medical advice Dr. Dahlia Wax gives on her show should not be substituted for an actual visit to your medical provider. And now, here's Dr. Dahlia.
Doctor, give me the news. I got a bad case of loving you.
All right. We're back on the Dr. Dahlia Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DR-DAHLIA. 1-877-DOCDALI. So I think we have this debate, Marvel versus DC Comics. Now, I like the Marvel movies. The Marvel movies compared to the DC comic movies, the Marvel movies are very fun and colorful. DC just seemed to be more dark. I didn't feel that way. Personally, my favorite superhero of all time is Superman, probably because Superman is who I grew up with. And the Christopher Reeve Superman, although the new Superman, I forget his name. Oh, he's cute. I forgot the new Superman guy. He was also in Count of Monte Cristo. I'll remember his name in a second. Anyway, he played a good Superman. But, you know, when you grow up with Superman and he's just so awesome and he's changing in a phone booth, you know, because they didn't have smartphones back then, pretty cool and pretty nostalgic. So I would always say that a DC character can beat out a Marvel character. Although, didn't Shazam switch sides in terms of, wasn't he DC and then Marvel, or Marvel and then DC? Anyway, so I think Shazam used to be Captain America. I wrote a piece on that. I got to double check that. So there's some scoop on that. But for the most part, Marvel, DC Comics, these were kid toys, kid heroes, things that all of us could kind of appeal to, and I thought it was pretty cool. Well, I'm a little confused as to what's been going on, but one of the biggest headlines today, and I'm really surprised that this is a headline, is apparently there's an HBO Max series, and I think it's the Harley Quinn series, unless Batman has his own series. I don't know. And as DC and even Marvel are catering to grown-ups, DC apparently had to make a decision and a judgment call. Because there was a scene between Batman and Catwoman that involved oral sex, and DC had to cut the scene. But they didn't cut the scene because it's inappropriate for kids who are probably watching this. They cut the scene because they said, quote, heroes don't do that. So the big debate and the controversy lies not that certain sexual activities are available for kids to see, but that, I mean, I'm sure they probably said it's rated R or something like that, but I don't know. But I guess the controversy is, do heroes perform acts unselfishly, right? Honestly, I think every act is selfish in a way, because if you're trying to entice your lover, there's always secondary gain. I don't think anything is completely out of lack of selfishness. I think there's always some sort of secondary gain. But I guess there's a big debate on how heroes might not perform certain acts, and then that would make them selfish. So we talk about the bedroom a lot, or the kitchen, or whatever your location, your favorite location is, because it is a big part of our lives. As adults, hopefully not kids, but as adults, we want very active sex lives. And we also want to have certain variety in our repertoire. All right? If you just do it one way, and unfortunately, I've learned that the hard way, fortunately it does cause some strain on the relationship. So, you know, I personally have had to learn that there were other sort of positions that you can do. And it's still, I don't effect them as well as I should, but at least I try. Okay, I also could say I try. But I'm just blown away that you're taking something that was a a childhood icon, something that kids will aspire to and use to model after in terms of righteousness, in terms of heroism, in terms of being valiant and courageous. And I think in order to make a buck, these companies have tried to expand it to the adult audience. And mind you, growing up with Superman, I'll always be a fan of Superman. I will watch any DC movie. I'll watch any Marvel movie. But did we really have to take it to that level where we have to have the characters have sex? I mean, we know Batman had the hots for Catwoman. And we know the Catwoman had the hots for Batman. Right? We get that. But did we really have to take it to that level? In fact, I don't know if cancel culture was going to change the name Catwoman. They might, you know, not allow that. Remember there was Batgirl? Okay, there was Batman, Robin, and then Batgirl. Remember there was Supergirl? So that, I think they're starting to kind of, you know, there might be Superwoman, Wonder Woman. I mean, Wonder Woman, to me, I don't think they really dispelled any of the stereotypical, you know, sexist aspects, because they have Wonder Woman in a very, you know, revealing outfit that shows her bust and a small waist. And, yeah, I mean, I honestly, if you're really trying to, you know, knock down all these kind of, you know, stereotypes, then put her in a pantsuit, for crying out loud, and let her kick somebody's butt in a pantsuit. Anyway, that's all right. So, look, I get it. Wonder Woman has a very cool outfit. I like the Wonder Woman outfit. I think I'd love to be able to wear something like that. In fact, then I don't maybe have to do a lot of other things. Maybe wearing that outfit's enough. Husband falls asleep on his own. But I'm really disappointed. If this is, number one, a headline, and if this is something that now we have our kids kind of exposed to, and I get people say, well, you know, you shouldn't shun sex from kids. Kids need to understand about sex. Kids need to understand that the parents had sex when it's age appropriate. You know, I still tell my kids, when you were in my tummy, you know, now I stop myself and I go, well, when you were in the uterus, okay, and, you know, came out of, I'll be a little bit more descriptive now, but they really don't want to hear that. Kids kind of like knowing that they just came from a stork. I just don't think we need to start taking things that were very pediatric in nature and sexualizing them. What's wrong with Hollywood? 1-877-DOC-SALLY, don't go away.
Hello, I'm a bald person. Which means when I walk past a conveniently located Supercuts, it's a harsh, not so convenient reminder of the hair I no longer have. And when their friendly stylist tells me I can save time by checking in online, I tell them I save plenty of time already by not having much hair to cut. So while I might not be able to take full advantage of having amazing, affordable haircuts always close by, you, those with hair, can. Don't take your hair for granted. Take it to Supercuts.
Hey guys, gals, Dr. Dahlia here. How many of you have just become single and it's been years since you've dated? Well, you need to be careful out there, as there's a lot of pitfalls and scams. But there's also true love. So I recommend reading our Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. We'll give you the scoop on scammers, STDs, and what makes the best first date. Go to my website at drdahlia.com and click on the Baby Boomer's Guide to Online Dating. That's drdahlia.com.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
We've entered a time where sky truly is the limit and opportunity awaits. The Internet has become a platform of everyone's worldwide communications. Billionaires building businesses on platforms that didn't even exist a generation ago. But in the sea of noise, how can the voice of your business be heard? The secret is over 100 years old. Radio. 228% more effective than TV. That's 228% more effective than television. Brick and mortar and cyber businesses alike have found radio to be the most effective for building a brand and delivering customers. Learn the secrets of radio advertising by calling 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
We are back on the Dr. Dolly Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Big thanks to Genesis Communications Network for making the show happen. Big thanks to Jason, who's working the dials. Big thanks to y'all for tuning in. We really do appreciate it. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dahlia and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So, Morgan Stanley, CEO, wants his staff back in the office in New York City full-time by Labor Day. And if somebody doesn't want to, they'll make less money. They'll get a salary cut. So I don't think they're going to be fired. And he hasn't mandated yet full-time. But his Gorman, what's his first name? I don't know the CEO's first name. James Gorman. But James Gorman said yesterday that he is going to be very disappointed if staff does not come back voluntarily by Labor Day. Now remember, September 6th is when the additional unemployment money runs out. I know some states have already tried to stop it, but a state like New York, I think, is going to keep it all the way through. And in fact, New York has just opened up. Governor Cuomo has lifted all remaining restrictions. We're going to talk about that in a second. So He was speaking at the firm's annual U.S. Financials, Payments, and CRE conference on Monday when he made the remarks. Some of the strongest indicators yet of how big business is going to handle getting their staff back to work in person. Now that COVID cases are falling, vaccines are up, and New York City is returning to pre-pandemic norms. And we look at New York City because, and if you've never been to New York City, you have to go. Maybe wait till some of the crime stops, cuts back, but I tell you, I got to go, you know, during the Rudy Giuliani days when things were pretty safe, and you could just walk around on the street. I felt so safe. Didn't get mugged, you know, because there was a lot of 1970s and 1980s sort of, rumors and stereotypes of New York crime. And luckily, things got pretty tight by the 90s. And it's an amazing city. It's one of my favorite cities to go. It is just fantastic. It's hustling and bustling, but it's really congested. It's really compact. And so if anybody is going to survive a pandemic, a post-pandemic COVID sort of economy and time and landscape, and if New York City is able to do it, then we all can do it. So a lot of eyes are on that. So the firm, Morgan Stanley, hires more than 63,000 people around the world, and the headquarters is in Times Square, has 42 floors. They aren't still sure how many are going to come back to work. And he isn't dictating right now how many days a week staff needs to come in. But he said, I would call it directionally strong without dictating. He said, by Labor Day, I will be very disappointed if people haven't found their way into their office. And then we'll have a different kind of conversation. Now, this is surprising because in the olden days, you don't want your job, you're fired. None of this, well, you could still sleep in, and you could still log in remotely, and maybe just come in a couple days a week. I am really amazed because I've had bosses where if you don't like it, lump it, you're out. See ya. Not that that's the ideal way to manage, but I'm really amazed at a lot of the liberties people have had. The bank is going to afford some flexibility to families whose kids can't get back to school or camp over the summer, but they say he is ready to crack the whip in September if met with resistance. And I believe in New York, they're going to be back at school. He said, make no mistake about it, we do our work inside Morgan Stanley offices. And that's where we teach, that's where our interns learn, that's where you build all the soft cues that go with building a successful career that aren't just about Zoom presentations. And he's right. You learn more. I mean, as a doctor, I'm performing telemedicine, but you can't really train medical students remotely. They need to be there hands-on. You need to know how to work with people. You need to be there and part of the meetings. You need to see the nuances. You need to read people's faces. Zoom, you only read the face if they cough and their microphone is on and the camera switches to them. So he said, my leadership style has been very deliberate. I went from one day a week from July to Labor Day last year, 2 days Labor Day until the end of the year, 3 days the beginning of this year until March, and now I'm at 4 days. He said, if you could go to a restaurant in New York City, you could come into the office. We want you in the office. I guess Morgan Stanley reported, according to Daily Mail, $4.1 billion in profit for the first 3 months of the year. Their revenue rose 61%. Versus the prior year to $15.7 billion, a record. So they were able to still make money and hit a record despite the pandemic. And businesses in New York City are now allowed to welcome back 100% of their staff, fully open. It looks like the governor, Governor Cuomo, has now left it up to private businesses to decide whether to enforce social distancing rules. See, before they were open at 100%, but you had to social distance, masks. Now the governor is just allowing private business to enforce how they want to. So now employers can decide to bring back as many staff as they want, whether they're vaccinated or not. Cuomo said this morning, we can go back to life as we know it. So even though Morgan Stanley is kind of looking at voluntary basis now and then maybe required, in India and the UK, they're not going to be required yet because they're grappling with more waves. In fact, they are bracing in the UK for a third wave of Delta, which we're going to talk about that and how that's going to affect America. But there might be salary cuts. Anyone who has relocated from New York City to a cheaper city and wants to continue working remotely from there, no sense paying them New York City wages if they're not living in New York City and remotely. Goldman Sachs were being told that most New York City staff were told to be back in the office on Monday. There was free food in the office, coffee stands. They wanted to encourage water cooler conversations about work. Most London staff, I think, is expected back by June 21st. Aren't sure if Goldman Sachs is going to do salary cuts. J.P. Morgan, they want staff back, but they are going to cap their Manhattan office at 50% capacity. No word on staff on price cutting yet. Zuckerberg was one of the first with Facebook to suggest that they were going to cut the salary for those who moved out of New York City or San Francisco. But apparently that hasn't happened yet, so people can still get their full wage. He said he's not going to go back to the office for another 6 months, and staff will have to start going in some way since September. So Citigroup staff can still work from home. So, you know, how I look at this is the following. If you are a productive worker and you have a job where you really don't have to physically be on site, don't be there. Less germs, less, you know, less office space needed. Companies can save a lot of money having people work from home. However, if what I have seen happens is the same thing that these bosses are seeing, where people are drawing full salaries and they're sleeping in, they're working a third less than they did, things aren't getting done, I can understand how some employers are like, okay, tech this. And we spoke about this last year. You know, if you kind of get the gist that your employer wants all hands on deck and you are reluctant, which is fine, just realize you're at a disadvantage for keeping that job because those who are there, they're the ones that are going to probably get the promotions. Those are the ones that get to suck up and kiss up. They're the ones that get to show how, you know, they're taking one for the team. If you're distant, I think it can translate to less job opportunities for you, less career moves. So it is something to think about. So, you know, should, you know, staff get their pay cut? I don't know much about what some of these people are making. I'm hearing that some entry-level lawyers are making $200,000 a year. Wow. Some of the largest law firms are making so much money that they're able to pay their new lawyers $200,000. That's incredible. That's wow. So, you know, if they're going to decide who's going to make that kind of money and they want to give it to the, you know, the young whippersnappers and the ones that are just on it, then I don't even know what whippersnapper means. I don't know where that came from. I got to look that up. But anyway, they're going to, you know, they're going to compensate them. So many people are still scared about COVID. I get that. We got the Delta variant possibly going to be the predominant variant. COVID is still here to stay. But what we're noticing is a complete about face from the country saying, oh my gosh, we have to shut down and all that, to the country going, okay, wait a second here. We got to live with the virus, which is something that, you know, we've said all along. If we had to learn how to live with flu, we have to learn how to live with these viruses. We have to have more hospitals. We have to have N95 respirators. We have to figure out how to still be able to go about our day. 1-877-DOCTOLLY.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau d'Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's Shop, S-H-O-P, Super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is ShopSuperTea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5, California time. That's ShopSuperTea.com at 818-984-6100.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Biden is in Geneva ahead of his big summit with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Wednesday. Biden and Putin have met before, but tomorrow's summit will be his first sit-down with the Russian leader as president. Biden walking back some of his tough comments regarding Putin on Monday, which has Republican Senator from Arkansas Tom Cotton concerned.
Right now, Joe Biden has even said that he's not imposing all the sanctions he could. He's certainly not taking the aggressive offensive actions we could to impose a cost on Vladimir Putin for these actions. Joe Biden can say whatever he wants at this summit tomorrow, but until he acts with strength and with vigor, then Vladimir Putin is going to know he still has the upper hand.
Attorney General Merrick Garland is unveiling the government's first ever strategy to combat domestic terrorism, although no specific threats of domestic terrorism have been named. USA Radio News. A group of House Republicans wants a chamber to censure some of their Democratic colleagues. Three Republican members are introducing a resolution that would condemn Democratic Congresswoman Ilhan Omar of Minnesota, Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of New York, Rashida Tlaib of Michigan, and Ayanna Pressley of Massachusetts. The measure points to comments from the Democrats referring to Israel as an apartheid state and other condemnations against Israel. Republican Congressman Michael Walls of Florida is one of the sponsors of the resolution.
We're censoring her and the squad. We've renamed them the Hamas Caucus because this isn't just a one-off. This is a series of statements. The bottom line is to equate the United States, Israel, with the Taliban and Hamas in quote-unquote atrocities is personally offensive to me.
That audio courtesy of Fox News. The heat is on in Las Vegas and Phoenix with temperatures expected to reach 170. On Tuesday, USA Radio News.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DALI, 1-877-DOC-DALI. So I don't think any of you guys have really seen me without my makeup. Every now and then I'll post a picture when I'm on vacation at the beach. And because I really don't look good in makeup, I don't think there's really much of a difference. I'll definitely add more to my eyes to make them look a little bigger and less squinty, because sometimes out in the sun I look a little squinty. But most, I rarely let people see me without makeup. There is that day where I think everybody's supposed to post a picture of themselves without makeup. Who the heck came up with that? I mean, that stinks. So I guess this year I'm supposed to on that day post a picture of myself without makeup. I'm going to try and pretend to forget. But, I mean, by the way, you know what we all do. Whenever we have to post a picture of ourselves looking like, oh my gosh, I just woke up and, you know, I don't have makeup on. You know, we purposely filter it, and we have that shadow from the sun. You know, you have yourself near a window. If I didn't hear him in the studio, you guys would be like, ah, you know, who is that? So I'm not really looking forward to that day. But we put on a lot of, we use a lot of cosmetics. Men too. Okay, for me, I can't really speak to my husband. My husband will get out of bed, he'll go and pee, say hi to the cat, because we have this one cat who's like really in love with him. You know, and he's like, hi, hi, spider. So he'll talk to the cat, then he'll brush his teeth. Yay, he brushes his teeth. It took me a while, but yeah, I got him to brush his teeth in the morning. He'll step in the shower, use his whatever soap. I think he uses the, what's Oh, the Irish Spring, right? I'll put some of that on, rinse it off, throw some pants on, and he's good. My regimen is a little different. You know, and I wake up and go to the bathroom, and then I say hi to all the cats. Not the one that doesn't like me. Say hi to everybody, and I'm like, wait for your eats, and I argue with them about their eats. I brush my teeth as quickly as possible because I hate the way that feels. And I use super whitening teeth because I've lost a lot of my enamel. The reason why your teeth get yellow, I don't drink coffee. So it's not the coffee that makes my teeth yellow. Is that I've lost enamel. So your teeth turn yellowish. So I'm trying to use chemicals to bleach that. And I don't know if it's working or not. So I don't know. I have food in my teeth. So I brush my teeth. I get into the shower. When you get into the shower, there's a little bit of a regimen. Okay? So I'll use first soap. Right? Then you want to use kind of like some of the body conditioner. And then if I'm energetic enough and I feel like I could sing, I'm going to sing. And I have a certain shampoo bottle that is the perfect size of a microphone. So then I'm holding the microphone. I don't know if I have an example of it. Nah, this is too big, but it's not like, okay, so anyway, so I have this microphone, shampoo bottle, but then, you know, because of shampoo on it, I get it on me, and if it's soft, I'll like put it, you know, certain areas and stuff, you know, soften up. And then I don't know what else I put on. Maybe, you know, when I wash my hair, and now I got the conditioner and I got the shampoo, and then I have to put the finishing rinse on. Then I get out of the shower, and then you immediately have to put product on your hair. So I use BioSilk. No, first I have to spray Nioxin. Nioxin helps me, like, avoid having any bald spots because women start to thin their hair. So I swear by Nioxin. So I use Nioxin on my hair to help prevent any bald spots and thinning. And then I use the BioSilk. And then I have to spray my mousse and any finishing stuff. I do my hair, and then I have hairspray. Now, I haven't even started my makeup. You have to put on the moisturizer. Then you have to put on some concealer. Then you put on the foundation. Then I have to put on the eyeliner. And then I have to put on the eyeshadow. And then stuff for my eyebrows. And then the blush and lipstick. And honestly, I probably put on at least a pound of whatever. And interestingly enough, so there's a report saying the average makeup lipstick wearer may inadvertently eat several pounds of lipstick in their lifetimes. Now, every year, a study comes out talking about how bad some of our products could be. So this latest study looked at popular cosmetics being sold in the U.S. and Canada, and they found high levels of toxic chemicals called polyfluoroalkyl substances, or PFAS, which we've talked about, and this came out of Notre Dame. And they looked at 200 products, including concealers, foundations, eyebrow products, lip products, and found evidence of PFAS in around 52% of them. Now, these PFAS, I told you, that's what I think is making us fat. Okay, I don't really eat that many calories. But I gotta tell you, man, I use a lot of chemicals, and I think these chemicals are endocrine disruptors. And I think it messes with our metabolism because our body absorbs it, and then our body's like, what the heck is this? It's a fragrance, and this is pink, and this is sparkly, and this has glitter. I use a lot of glitter. Oh yeah, and then sometimes I put on body glitter. I don't know. I'm in my 40s for just seconds. I'm only in my 40s for just seconds left, and I like my glitter. Leave me alone. Keeps me young. So anyway, Previous research has found links to PFAS, to kidney cancer, testicular cancer, hypertension, thyroid disease, low birth weight, immunotoxicity in children, and we keep doing it. So I'm going to kind of look a little bit more at this study. Basically, these PFASs are man-made chemicals used as oil and water repellents and coatings that we use for our cookware, our carpets, our clothing, and they will accumulate over time. They also get released into the environment. They don't break down. We're worried about our carbon footprints. These things, I think, can affect the ozone. And they can contaminate drinking water supplies. They can enter the food supply. They can contaminate soil. So these are things that, unfortunately, when they tested, they found up to higher levels of PFASs. I guess one had up to 13, which is high. I don't know what the normal's supposed to be. I think low. But fluorine is apparently one of the chemicals that we don't want in our body. Not fluoride. We want fluoride, but not fluorine. And apparently a lot of them had high levels of fluorine as well. So whether it's our, oh, and I forgot mascara too. So whether it's our mascara, whether it's our lipstick, whether it's our foundation, whether it's our concealer, whether it's our deodorant. Yeah, I wear deodorant too. I know some people can't tell, but I do. Oh, and then shaving cream. Well, my husband has a beard, so he doesn't shave all the time now. So dudes, you got the shaving cream, you got the aftershave, you got the cologne, you got the body spray, because now guys were Axe body spray. Guys are like, isn't body spray a parfum? No, because Axe makes it, so it's studly. My son's like, Dad, I need some Axe. Dad's like, what? He's like, Mom, I need the body spray. Oh, I got you covered. Oh, my baby's wearing body spray. See, my baby's going to smell so good. His girlfriend's going to like that he smells so good. And then he's like, oh, God. My son's like, my husband's like, what are you doing to our boys? And, you know, do they really need to be fragranced up? Yeah, they do. They smell better that way. Girls like it that way. By the way, you guys know that. You know, guys aren't into colognes and all that. They only do it for the partner, you know, to smell good. So what? Now what? So makeup products contain possibly toxic substances. Well, we need to do things in moderation. If you're putting on a little bit of eyeliner once in a while, that's fine. But if you are baking your eyeliner in because you can't let anybody see you without makeup, I do worry. In fact, I have a regimen where if, God forbid, the paramedics come to the house, before my husband performs CPR, he's supposed to add some makeup to me. Anyway, don't lick your lips. I stopped using lipstick because I don't want to taste it and eat it. Every now and then before I'm on TV, I might put some lip gloss on, but I really kind of stopped the lipstick. I have some here somewhere, but I mean, these are things that we're kind of consuming and we're putting in our body. I have lipstick somewhere. I don't know. Do we really need to smell that good? You know, with masks, I noticed, why do I have to wear deodorant all the time? Why do I have to, you know, spray perfume? People are in a mask, they don't smell it. And I gotta tell you, I really like the way I feel. And in fact, I actually lost weight during the pandemic for part of the time because I wasn't putting all these chemicals on me. So something to think about. 1-877-DR-SALLY, don't go away.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
This is sponsored by Sage Therapeutics Incorporated. Postpartum depression, or PPD, is a mood disorder that can affect women during and after childbirth. Unlike the baby blues, which typically last for a few days or 1 to 2 weeks, PPD persists with symptoms including sadness, tearfulness or hopelessness, outbursts or irritability, worrying or feeling overly anxious, oversleeping or being unable to sleep, feelings of worthlessness or guilt, trouble bonding with the baby, or thoughts of harming oneself or the baby. A new research study called Skylark is now evaluating an investigational oral medication in PPD, and the study is seeking moms experiencing symptoms of postpartum depression. Dr. Judith Joseph, MD, MBA, and Teresa Escobar say,
about 1 in 8 mothers in the U.S. have symptoms of PPD, and it can affect not only the mother, but also the whole family.
The Skylark clinical trial is studying a potential medicine for women with PPD.
For more information about the study and to see if you or a loved one might be eligible, visit www.skylarkppdstudy.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who've helped people that have been injured or wronged. Have you been diagnosed with cancer? Are you one of the millions who have taken Zantac or other generic versions of this popular drug to help treat stomach issues? Then pay close attention to this message. The FDA said it detected low levels of a probable cancer-causing chemical known as NDMA in Zantac and other generic forms of this popular drug. They've banned sales and even removed it from the market. If you've been diagnosed with cancer and you've taken Zantac or a generic equivalent, call the legal helpline now. You could receive a free cash award and have your medical expenses covered. And there's no upfront cost to you. They only get paid if you win. So please call now. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. 800-998-7173. That's 800-998-7173.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
All right, guys, we are back on Dr. Dolly's show. Thank you all for tuning in. 1-877-DOC-DOLLY, 1-877-DOCDALI. Don't forget to follow us on Twitter at Dr. Dolly and on Facebook, the Dr. Dolly Show. So I haven't been able to verify this, but one of the headlines is there is a video of the Wuhan Institute of Virology that actually shows live bats in cages. Now, didn't the World Health Organization say there was no bats? Or they, investigators, yeah, there was an investigator who I think said there were no live bats at the facility. And And they also dismissed any inkling of a theory that suggested there was a lab leak. Well, apparently, there was footage aired by Sky News Australia that apparently shows live bats in cages at the lab. If these videos are genuine, is it going to then contradict tweets from the World Health Organization investigator who insisted that no bats were sent to the Wuhan lab? Now, Peter Daszak was one of the investigators who was part of the team that was sent to China to investigate the origins of COVID, and whose report dismissed the lab leak theory and called for no further research. Remember the nothing to see here. U.S. intelligence agencies have since said there was sufficient reason to believe otherwise. Joe Biden finally said, okay, we're going to look into it. And I think he wanted, was it 9 months? Didn't he give a deadline or 9 weeks? I don't know, but it was still an ungodly amount of time, especially when we need data from, you know, we needed data from 2 years ago. So the footage aired by Sky was taken from a Chinese state promotional video released in 2017 to coincide with the opening of the Wuhan Institute for Virology. It was handed to the TV station by a group called Drastic, who claimed to be a team of scientists investigators probing the origins of COVID. Now, the group operates, of course, under pseudonyms. Sky News did not air the whole video, but instead included short snippets of the footage in a report that aired on Sunday questioning the origins of the pandemic. A short 5-second segment shows bats inside a cage, followed by more footage which shows rows of similar-looking cages and a scientist feeding a bat a maggot. Sherry Markson, the investigative reporter who put the piece together, tells the camera, this video shows bats in a cage at the Wuhan lab. Now, again, how did they get the coverage? I mean, you know, there's a lot of things out there that, you know, could be doctored, but I've always been of the theory that something is fishy. And it just didn't make sense how somebody eating a bat or whatever could all of a sudden have caused a bat to go from something that was zoonotic to human in aerosolized form that fast. It just didn't make sense. Especially, I also didn't believe that it came to America by January. I think it was here the fall of 2019. So, you know, people go back and forth going, all right, do we really need to make a big deal about it? You know, can we just move on? You know, China's bad, let's move on. No. My problem with all of this is, and the reason why I can't move on from this, is, one is, look at the devastation, okay? I mean, this was a devastating virus. I think we hit the 600,000 milestone of deaths in America alone, which some people say is an underestimation, some people say is an overestimation. I don't care. It's still too many. Way too many. It's a ridiculous number. And worldwide, 3.8 million deaths. So that to me is a problem. We've lost lives. We've lost businesses. We've lost careers. We've lost any progress, you know, people had made in their recoveries and in their schooling and in their development and in their relationships. There's so much that got disrupted by this. But that's not even the biggest part of it. My problem is the continuing lies and how big cover-ups might have gone. If this video footage is full, is true, then Trump was correct. The World Health Organization not only dropped the ball, but doesn't deserve the hundreds of millions of dollars of funding. Now, mind you, I do believe the World Health Organization does a lot of good for the world. I think they have a lot of programs. I think they do things that other people don't and are out there helping, you know, some of the remote parts of the world that many countries have forgot about. And I'm grateful to them for that. But for the money we're spending, do we need a new organization? Should they be fired? I mean, this is really upsetting. So anyway, in the video, it shows a worker at the lab, Juan Zimming, director of the top-level P4 lab at the facility. And in the video, he says, this is our central control room. Staff in our central control room remain in close contact with our staff in the laboratory, providing necessary technical support for their experiments, as well as for any accidents. Now, the reason why that piece was, it might have been like a video kind of showing, I guess, what the lab does, and then they were able to use it, saying, look, he says, provides necessary technical support for their experiments as well as for any accidents, meaning there's an expectation that there's accidents. Now, we know there's been accidents, maybe not particularly at that lab, but there's been accidents because the original SARS outbreak was possibly due to an accident. And then a few people died in 2004 because of a lab accident with SARS, such that a bunch of people got fired through the China CDC, I believe. So we know there's an issue. But if this video footage is, and again, I can't, you know, verify it. I'm kind of waiting for the powers that be. But it means we have not only ongoing lying from China and from people in the scientific community. It also means we have the World Health Organization that is lying. Well, that nothing to see here sort of attitude after the inspection was, to me, odd. I mean, if there's a theory, you're like, we don't really think this is the working theory now. We're going to be open to any new evidence. That's what you say. But almost like case closed? Uh-uh. That just doesn't make any sense to me. And then on top of that, is America lying to us? Now, I'm sure everybody's like, well, Dahlia, duh. I mean, yeah, but still, I'd like to think that our government is as open and as transparent, and I really don't like conspiracy theories. Because once one conspiracy theory is true, it's hard to not believe all of them. And I don't want to start going down that path. I mean, right now, I'm of the mindset that Fauci was overwhelmed, maybe considered it, but it was going to open up so many cans of worms, especially for American labs as well, that he's like, you know what, let's just not go there. Let's let the people who have to research it, because that's not his job. His job was to be a media figurehead, to calm people down. So my guess is he was aware, and he didn't want to go there. Whether it was his call or anybody else's call, I don't know. But what I don't like is for those of us that suggested there be something and we need to look into it, we were vilified. And that's a problem. So I would really like to have the World Health Organization, I don't know, maybe subpoenaed, maybe, you know, cross-examined as to what the heck is going on. 1-877-DOC-DELLY, don't go away.
If you feel America is facing more dangers than ever, you're right. Things are falling apart, it seems, every day. That's why you need to prepare for more of the unexpected, especially food shortages. When people panic, grocery stores run out of food fast. Would you survive without food for days, weeks, even months? The smart folks are buying emergency food now. Take a moment to shop MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's leader in preparedness. With over a dozen years' experience, My Patriot Supply has earned over 40,000 four-star and five-star reviews. Our delicious, calorie-rich food averages 2,000 calories per day and lasts in storage up to 25 years, so it's there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com, order a kit or two, and we'll ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Don't wait for something bad to happen again. Rather, be more self-reliant and prepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.